One of New York State's more influential education groups will be under new leadership in January. Jasmine Gripper, currently the legislative director of the Alliance for Quality Education, will become the organization's executive director in January, taking over for Billy Easton, who is stepping down after 14 years. Jasmine Gripper says the Alliance for Quality Education, which was involved in a high-profile lawsuit against the state over school funding, remains committed to a quality education for all students across New York.
AQE is a statewide organization focused on education advocacy and equity across New York State. We were started out of the Campaign for Fiscal Equity lawsuit, where New York City parents were suing the state for our schools not having enough funding. AQE has been working with parents across New York State, from Buffalo to Rochester to Hudson Valley to Capital District to Long Island and New York City, really working to have high quality schools in every neighborhood and holding the state accountable to fully funding our schools.
When the budget season comes around every January, every spring, that's probably your focus, isn't it? Adequate funding from the state?
Yes, AQE ramps up big time for the state budget fight. It's the most important fight for us. Our schools are owed $4 billion from New York State in order to get the programs on the ground that we need, like smaller class sizes, like access to technology in our classrooms. We need more funding from the state. And so the state needs to do its job by fully funding our schools. And so we bring parents from across the state to Albany, to the Capitol, to hold the governor and the state legislator accountable for funding our schools in the state budget process.
Aside from the state aid, what has the state tax cap done, the 2% tax cap done in your efforts to get adequate funding?
Yeah, so what we see is the 2% tax cap cut schools off in two ways. You have schools can't raise more money through local taxes, and then the state isn't stepping up to fully fund its fair share of school funding. And so we see districts feeling caught in the middle of not having the local revenue to do more programs, but also really feeling starved from the state by not getting their fair share from the state in the budget process. So in order for the tax cap to work and to be efficient and for schools to still be of high quality, New York State needs to fully fund schools at the level that the state funding formula says. So in foundation aid, our state's own formula, schools across the state are owed $4 billion. Schools in the Capital District, like Albany, are owed $20 million alone. These schools can do so much more and will be fine with staying under the cap if the state did its job and fully funded the schools.
Other than the smaller class sizes, which you mentioned, what are some of the other goals of the AQE?
Yeah, we want smaller class sizes. We want to end the school to prison pipeline. We want to make sure schools have more counselors than they have cops, as schools are instituting restorative justice practices and focus on their school climate. We want to make sure schools have a culturally responsive education. We live in a really diverse state. We want to make sure students see that diversity reflected in the classroom and across the state. And we also want to make sure all kids have a rigorous curriculum and have access to high quality public schools in their community. And that means access to AP courses. It means extended learning time and after school program. It means universal pre-K for all of New York State and not just New York City. And so these are some of the other initiatives that AQE has been working on to get expanded across New York State.
You mentioned the diversity of the state. I imagine schools in the Bronx have some similarities to schools in the Adirondacks, but there's also some big differences there as far as their needs and their requirements. How do you bring that all together and get what you want for the Adirondacks while also getting what you want for the Bronx?
Yeah, New York is a very diverse state. We have 700 school districts across New York, from our big cities to our small cities to our rural districts. But what we find consistently across the state is that there's a growing number of children in poverty. There is still growing needs. There is no one who feels like their public schools have everything that they need for children to feel successful. So whether a school is in a rural area or in a big city, schools are struggling to meet the needs of their student population. And they can't meet that need locally when they've already taxed their constituents or taxed the community as much as they could. What they need now is state aid. And so what we find is that districts are desperate for the state to do its job by fully funding their schools. And that's what unites everyone across the state. If you look at the foundation aid formula, pretty much every school district in New York State is owed money. And that's a uniting factor for everyone to rally behind, that they know that they can do more for their students and their community if the state fully funded their schools.
You were a teacher. You taught the first grade in Brooklyn, but before that, you spent time teaching in foreign countries. What did that inspire you to do? How did that change your way of thinking about education?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to teach in South Korea and in Kuwait and in different types of schools. And what I find is, like, kids will be kids. You know, kids are rambunctious. You know, they will take advantage of a teacher if they can. That the quality of education really determines what kids are able to do and what outcomes are available. It really speaks to equity, how much a country or a nation invests in their schools. And it's made me really critical of what we're doing here. And we have a lot of schools in New York that are haves and have-nots. We have schools that have a great education and have lots of opportunities for their students. And they're some of the best schools in the country in New York State, while also having public schools that are literally struggling to offer their kids anything and don't really have sports and don't really have after-school programs. And so New York across the nation ranks near the bottom when it comes to equity in education. And this is something we need to deeply commit to undoing.
It's just a few months away, but the budget season will begin early next year in Albany. What does the AQE, what would it like to see as far as the state budget is concerned?
Yeah, we would like to see state legislators looking at new revenue options, right? How are we going to get to this $4 billion owed to schools? The legislators really taking the initiative to fully fund schools and get back on track to meeting the promise they made to children over a decade ago. We're looking for the state and elected leaders to really commit to investing more in community schools. We're looking to see pre-K be rolled out statewide. We're looking to pass a bill called Solutions, Not Suspensions, that lowers suspension rates across the state. And so we're really looking for the state leaders to prioritize education. We feel like it was an issue that was left behind last year, and that this is the year to really get things done.
Jasmine Gripper will be taking over as the executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education in January. She'll be replacing Billy Easton, who's stepping down after leading the organization since 2005. Jasmine, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.